This is a song that the children will enjoy, and Bill and I enjoy it too. I guess we're children. We had a lot of discussion about this song before we decided we both liked it.
A song, it's awful funny and it won't take long. All about a crow and a hickory tree. One little story that the crow told me.
Caw, caw.
One little story that the crow told me.
Caw.
And a hickory tree. Took sick the other day. Doctor said she's gonna pass away. I bought her a corset at the dry goods store. She's in better shape now than she ever was before.
Oh!
Oh, one little story that the crow told me.
Oh!
In Hickory Tree. Dressed in silk, she fell down and strained her milk. My wife, she laughed because she thought it was a cinch. She milked that cow with a monkey wrench.
Oh!
One little story that the crow told me.
Oh!
In Hickory Tree. Throw back the hook and pull back the line. The fish won't bite in the winter time. Setting on the ice till my feet got cold. Watching that frog and his
home. Oh!
One little story that the crow told me.
Oh!
In Hickory Tree.
Singing that song, I forgot that I know it too. And as far as I know, it's an old Chautauqua song. Anybody else in the audience know it? Thank you, young fellas. Can't have a folk festival without our next lovely singer, Esther Beadnell from Orange Park. We're going to bring the piano up for you, too. Let's bring the piano.
Sing two songs, if I may. They're short. The first one is called No Night There, and it's one that you all know. That's why I wanted to sing it.
It shall never go.
Festival, these beautiful folk festivals, and I think that you all will share my sentiment. That's why I wanted to sing it. It's called The Prayer Perfect. The words are by James Whitcomb Riley. Somebody else wrote the music. I didn't.
It's always a wonderful pleasure for me to be here. It's been about 2 years. Land anywhere you like. These are just good-natured songs. Old time, perhaps appropriate to Sunday. Some people go to school trying to learn how to teach, and some go to school trying to learn how to preach. Well, if you can't preach without a going to school, then I'll do that one over again. just about to get the word. Some people go to school trying to learn how to teach, and some go to school trying to learn how to preach. Well, if you can't preach without a going to school, then you ain't no preacher, you're an educated fool, that's all. That's all. You better change your way of living for the good Lord's sake, that's all. Well, the man come from monkeys, some folks say, but the good book don't quite tell it that way. Now, if you believe that monkey tale like some people do, then I'd rather be the monkey brother than you, and that's all. That's all. You better change your way of living for the good Lord's sake, that's all. Well, my little song's finished, little song's through, and it didn't necessarily mean to sing a song for you, but if you don't like the way the little song goes, that's a mighty sure sign I've been a-tromping on your toes, and that's all. That's all. You better change your way of living for the good Lord's sake, that's all. And that's all. Well, if you sing folk songs, and especially if you make a few up, people are always coming up to you saying, "Don't you believe in anything, boy?" They always call you boy. Well, what they're talking about is they want you to write protest songs. Now, I admit that the protest idea is very important to being an American, because we named our second largest church after that word. What they really want you to do is write songs of social protest. So I thought about making up a song about social protest. The longer I thought about it, the more it became apparent that it's hard enough to be a Protestant without having to be a social Protestant, too. I did make up a song. It turned out to be a song of affirmation about animals. Kind of a gospel song for children. The elephant and the rabbit, the squirrel and the kangaroo, playing hopscotch in the jungle with nothing much to do. When along come Noah with a puzzle look and a blueprint in his hand, gonna build me an oleander ark and go floating on the land. Last night I saw an awful sign while talking to the loon. Big Dipper turned up sideways, pouring silver on the moon. Oh, the bear was strangled in the flood, so swift it was and strong. And a starry ship was sailing there 300 cubits long. Decided he needed some help, so he went around looking, and here's what he did. Well, some beavers cut the timber down, and an elephant laid the keel, and a sawfish cut the ribs and planks, and termites carved the wheel. A crew of silkworms spun the sail while a hummingbird took stitch, and bumblebees caulked every seam with black bitumen pitch. Then she sailed above the mountaintops all on the frosty tide, and storm and flood and lightning blast were turned at every side. Oh, the rainbow on Mount Ararat will tell us to this day how the animals built an ark for man and know the perfect way. Let's hope they stay on our side, too. I know an old man in Habersham County, Georgia. He's a horse trader. His neighbors call him a conjure man. I always think of him as a philosopher. His name is Agamemnon. He's my uncle. He always says you can never blame a man for being human unless he makes a habit of it. He says, he says a lot of things. But it's Sunday. Well, this is the way he thinks. This is homemade. I tried to put together some of his ideas. I imagine at least half of you know where most of these ideas came from. Godfather 2.